Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Davis Group bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with the legendary Ken Blanchard. Dr. Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, who's written 60-plus books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Wherever you look, Ken's got a book on the topic, and it's just such an impressive force. Ken, you're a force in the marketplace, and we're glad to know you. Ken's been hanging out with us now for a dozen years, and Ken, we appreciate the time you give us and the wisdom you've shared with us. When I talk about, Ken, when people see me, they realize that my gray hair is not premature. I've been around a long time, as have you, and I tell them that I tell these young kids, my first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper. And so I've seen a lot of stuff. You have too. As you look into the 21st century, the rest of the 21st century, as we talk about doing business and managing people and finding success and making accomplishments, when you look at the future of business from this point where we are right now, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think there's still tremendous opportunities and all. And, there's advantages and disadvantages of our technology. And I think one is that, you can communicate so easily, but you want to be careful that you're not emailing people in the next office, and not getting up and doing, because face-to-face is still...
It's the original social media, isn't it?
Yes, to communicate with people. Skype is a pretty amazing thing where you can actually see people at a distance, but it's really true. The new woman and manager, he's got people that he's supervising, around the world,
Yeah.
And where in the old one, they were all gathered right around his office,
Right, right.
Which is what was typical. And so it's an exciting time, I think. It really is.
Well, to me the trick, Ken, is to adopt the new productive tools without throwing out with the bathwater the fundamentals that will never go out of style. Will never not be valuable. What do you
think?
That's
right. Yeah, no, it's true. And I was mentioning to you, I'm working on a book now with a gal by the name of Claire Diaz Ortiz, and she was the head of social intervention for Twitter, wrote a book called Twitter for Good, got the Pope to Twitter and New York Times, and she came to me and she said, Ken, in the past, mentors have been older than you, and I think we still need older mentors to share their wisdom, but you older people need some younger people to mentor you, particularly around technology, so that we can stay up with the thing, because that's not our way, I mean, when I was in graduate school, we got the first big mainframe computer at Cornell, and it was two stories high.
I know, yeah, and it wasn't as good as your phone is now, but we do the same thing here when I talk to the young people we hire here in my operation, I tell them, you have a lot of things you can teach us, but you can learn a lot of things. Don't get the idea that because you have these things that I can use from you. Don't get the idea that it's a one-way street.
Yes.
Because they need to realize that they're standing on the shoulders of people who brought the marketplace to them at this point.
Yes, and, we're looking at, just the age is going up in the country. A lot of people are getting near that, quote, retirement age. But why not set them up as mentors for young people
right. So
they can share their wisdom? And then the young people can help them with technology so they can enjoy the rest of their lives in an interesting way, too.
Isn't that one of the big differences in today and, say, 30 years ago, 40 years ago? The mentoring has to go both ways, as you've been saying.
Yes, it really does.
It wasn't like that when we were pups, was it?
No. You thought all the older people had all the answers.
And he said, and we believed it because they'd been around a while, and also because they signed our paychecks. But it's an interesting time, and I've never seen a time in the workplace with as many different generational dynamics. Have you?
No, that's really true. And every generation's got some things to contribute and all. And our millennials, they really keep us on our toes, you know. And,
right. The two new books, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Collaboration Begins With You, Be a Solo Buster, Ken Blanchard and his co-authors, and the new One-Minute Manager, ladies and gentlemen, has been re-released by Ken and Spencer Johnson. Ken, thanks for being here today. Keep up the good work. We're proud that you're still out there offering your wisdom, and come back soon.
All right, Jim. Thanks so much. You're the best.
Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.